Hola otra vez. Este es el vídeo número 3. On our journey through the subjunctive, making the subjunctive easy. Or at least taking the mystery out of the subjunctive. Okay? So what have we done so far? We've looked at the first set of triggers for the subjunctive, which are the kind of the Hopi area. Okay? Sounds like the Hopi Indians, that, doesn't it? The hope area. And that is, espero que, I hope that, trigger for the subjunctive. And quizá, maybe. Okay? So now we're going to look at the area of opinions. Because when you give an opinion, okay, in many respects, it is a trigger for the subjunctive. And so let's look at the way that it works. What do I mean by giving an opinion? Well, what I mean is this. If you say, it's great that you're studying Spanish, okay, that's an opinion. Now, that's a trigger for the subjunctive. Es, imagine, es fantástico que, right? It's wonderful that, it's fantastic that. Trigger for the subjunctive. When you say that, you must use the subjunctive, okay? Now, this is where it falls into kind of these rules about, well, it's not certain, it's something that's a bit of a mystery, okay? When you say, it's fantastic that you're studying Spanish, this is what used to cause me massive confusion. I used to think, blinkin' heck, you are studying Spanish. What's subjunctive about that? Okay, it's fantastic that you're studying Spanish. It's not important. Why? Except to say, well, look, it's not the fact that you were studying Spanish. That's a fact. The subjunctive part comes in with you saying it's fantastic. Okay, that's all. Because it's just your opinion. You think it's fantastic, somebody else might think it's awful. Okay, so whenever you're giving an opinion, it's the trigger for the subjunctive. Okay, so it's great, it's fantastic that you're studying Spanish. So the verb to study is estudiar. Okay, it's an AR verb. So that's going to be AR. And is there anything strange in the yo form of estudiar? Estudio. No. Okay, so what happens? We say this. Es fantástico que estudies español. Okay? So, es fantástico que estudies español. So, normally you would say estudias, and you don't, you say estudies. Okay? That's the trigger. Trigger's fired off. The next verb, which happens to be estudiar, is a subjunctive. Okay? Now, so that's one, es fantástico que. What about this one? It's good. It's good that good food. It's good that you eat good food. Okay? It's good that is a trigger for the subjunctive because it's your opinion. Es bueno que. Es bueno que. Okay? So no matter what you think, well, it is good. It is good. It doesn't matter. This is the trigger. Es bueno que. So what do we say? It's good that you eat good food. Okay? It's good that you eat good food. So we're using eat, comer. It's an ER verb. We have to make it ER. Is there anything unusual with the first person? Yo form? No. Como. So es bueno que comas comida buena. Es bueno que comas comida buena. Okay? So, es bueno, trigger. Fired off. The next verb has to be subjunctive. Es bueno que comas. Mm-hmm. So that's another opinion. It's good that. So we've said it's good that. It's fantastic that. Another opinion on the negative side. Es malo. es malo que, just the opposite of es bueno que, it's still an opinion, and it's still your opinion, and it's still a trigger for the subjunctive. So we could, exactly the same sentence, it's bad that you eat good food. Mm-hmm. So, es malo que comas buena comida. Okay? It's still a trigger for the subjunctive, because it's your opinion. It's giving an opinion. Es bueno que, subjunctive trigger. Es malo que, subjunctive trigger. Es fantástico que, subjunctive. Okay? Now, other ones. This one. I like this one. This is one that perhaps you could put in your pocket. Es importante que. Okay? Based on my opinion. It's my opinion, and therefore it demands a subjunctive. Es importante que vengas mañana. So whatever said, it's important that you come tomorrow. Okay? So whatever used, venir, IR to AR. Dodgy your form, the go goes ga. So, es importante que vengas mañana. Now, I used to get confused and I used to think, well, it really is important that you come tomorrow. There's no uncertainty about it or anything. It's mega important that you come tomorrow. And so I would say, why are we using the subjunctive? Doesn't matter. Your opinion, es importante que, trigger for the subjunctive. Next verb must be in the subjunctive, yeah? Es importante que. So what have we got? Es bueno que. Es fantástico que. Es malo que. Es importante que. Es necesario que. It's necessary that you do something. Again, it really might be necessary, but it doesn't matter, because es necesario is an opinion. It's in the opinion family, and that is trigger for the subjunctive. So how would we say then, and this is one for you to work out, it's necessary that you read many books. Okay? It's necessary. It's necessary that you read many books. Okay. So what's the verb to read? Leer. Okay? Is it it's an ER verb, so it's going to be ER. Is there anything unusual in your form? No. Leo. Yeah? Okay, so it's necessary that you read many books. So how's that going to be? Are you working this out in your head? Es necesario que. There's your trigger. Es necesario que leas muchos libros. Okay? So what have we done? Es necesario que. Trigger. Next verb must be subjunctive. It would normally be lees, but it's not. It's leas. Es necesario que leas muchos libros. Okay. There are lots and lots of other expressions as well. Okay? Now, I can give you those, but what I would suggest is this. I've given you, let's have a look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've given you 5. That's enough. All the rest just follow the same theme. Okay? The same idea. You're saying it is something that. Okay? It's an opinion that you have, and it's a trigger for the subjunctive. So what about choosing a couple out of there? Because it's all the same. You literally, you could say, es bueno y es malo. Okay? And at a push, you could say, es necesario. Right? What's the difference between es necesario or es importante? There's no difference. It's the same thing. You're saying something needs to be done. Yeah? And what's the difference between es bueno or es fantástico? Slightly more exaggeration. Es fantástico. Okay? So maybe if you just chose 3 out of there, so that you've got, in terms of opinion, you've got your little set of tools. So what have we got up to now? We've got the maybes, espero que, quizá. Okay? Triggers for the subjunctive. And now in our opinions, let's say we've got es necesario que, okay? Es fantástico que. Y es bueno que. O malo. Yeah? Bueno o malo. Fantástico. Necesario. Yeah? Or if it's easier for you, es importante. But it doesn't really matter. You've got kind of a lovely little family of words there. You can give opinions. And you know without a shadow of doubt that you must use the subjunctive when you do that. Okay? Pues ya. Hemos terminado el video número 3. Vamos a por el cuarto. Hasta pronto. Adiós.